somebody who knows something about the pointy end of the aircraft, well, the pointiest end being the cockpit, because that's where he sat for decades. James Nixon is an author, speaker, and retired A380 captain. James, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Tony and Chi. It's good to speak to you during daylight hours.
Isn't it? It's wonderful. We actually caught up for lunch once in one of those. So you have seen me in daylight hours, but it was a very rare thing when I was doing overnights.
That's right. Look, Aussies love Qantas ads, but we fly Singapore and Emirates. And that's just how it's been since 1995 when they fully privatised this airline.
Yep.
And, you know, we've just seen the destruction of the brand over time. But what you're suggesting is, you know, they should get down the back of the plane. But quite frankly, if you're getting 4 tickets a year and they're worth 20 grand a year, you want to get as many as you can to make your package worth more money. Get your money's worth. And what you're saying is like, it's like the directors of an abattoir having to follow the animals up the race, or the directors of a funeral parlour having to check out the coffin. You know, these people are quite capable of getting the management of the company to be doing mystery shopping. And you want the executives certainly to every now and then travel around in the back of the plane. And in Emirates, a lot of the executives sit up front, but during the flight, they're all down the back. They're sitting around talking to passengers, interviewing passengers all the way through. We've seen that as pilots. And the problem with this board at Qantas, and most of them beforehand for a long time, is they haven't had a pilot on the board. So since Hudson Fysh and Paul McGinnis, all these great names that built that amazing company with an amazing background to it, they know what the plane was doing when it took off. They knew every limitation that was happening in the cabin. And the problem is these days they're all run by MBAs and accountants and lawyers, and in their case, they've got a marketing man who neither has a shave or can find a suit.
He wears a T-shirt to an AGM. Yeah.
Would you do that, Tom?
No, you know what? I look at the board and think half of these people would have pronouns in their bios. That's who's running the company now. And it's funny you mention it. On the way in today, I was reading a book written by a former Qantas 747 pilot who detailed the entry of that aircraft into service. And he went through the board and the background. Like you say, James, there was a CEO of Qantas who had started off as an engineer. So you're right. These are people who knew the nuts and bolts of what they were doing. Not the case anymore. So apart from getting a pilot on the board, what would you like to see the current board do to at least have some sense that the travelling public is less than overwhelmed with the current offering from Qantas?
Well, you know, this is a problem and we love MBAs, but they outsource everything. And they say, we'll outsource everything and we'll get back to the core business. But the trouble with Qantas, they think the core business is increasing the share price. You know, Emirates, and I've worked there for 10 years, they understand that aviation is a people business. Getting people to where it says on the ticket, on time, offering them 2,000 things to watch and great meals along the way without spilling the coffee. That's what the customers want. You've got to give the customers what they want. But going to the airport and suddenly finding out when you're checking in with a child at 6:30 in the morning on the way to Perth, as someone did recently, for an early flight to Perth, that the flight's cancelled and they might be able to get you on a flight at 11:30 via Adelaide, or they can guarantee they'll get you on one at 6 o'clock tonight. It's unacceptable.
133693, 133693. Have you had an experience like that with Qantas or another airline? Is there a company that you can name that has things turned around in terms of customer service? Why does that happen? Now, being, intimate with the details of running an airline, James, this James Nixon, author and speaker, and retired A380 captain. It seems to me, the impression I get, that the airline is almost cavalier. It's a shrug of the shoulders. Well, your aircraft's not going. There's nothing we can do. All we do is just run an airline. Why does that happen?
Because it's a culture that's changed since you and I got in business. In the old days, we had a book called The Yellow Pages. It was on everyone's desk, had every business, and at the bottom of every ad, it had your address. You go to any website on the world today about a business that you're doing interaction with, they will not have the address on it. They're terrified. The last thing they want is a passenger to walk up to the front desk and say, I'm here to see the CEO. You cannot find the CEO's address of any business in this country. And you look at someone like Australia Post, who has the name Post by virtue of that's the name of their business.
Yep.
And the CEO has just increased their airline fleet to 14 aircraft to take along these millions of parcels that they take every day. And they say, oh, sorry, we can't take any post-it. It's costing us money, taking letters around the place. You go, hang on, mate, that's your job.
Well, would you not say, however, though, if they have an AGM every year, that is the chance for them to be accountable. There's the media that they do, obviously. They can control that. But at an AGM, they are at the mercy of angry shareholders, aren't they?
Oh, well, there's three or four of them. And, you know, but most of them are institutional shareholders like AMP. Gee, there's a good business. Who own such a great percentage of shares that anything that they want to go push through, they just go, no worries. Institutional shareholders will vote for this.
Yep.
Of course, because we go to the footy and we go to the races with them. They're good mates.
We did see Richard Goyder just shut down a line of questioning from a furious shareholder, and you just wonder about accountability when that sort of thing is allowed to happen. James, thank you for your time this afternoon. Safe skies to you.
My pleasure.
Appreciate your time.
Thanks for flying with us.
I think you've said that before. James Nixon, author, speaker, and retired A380 captain.
Experience.